And we're back, Seed Funders Podcast. I'm Joe Hamilton with the co-founder of Seed Funders, Dave Chittister. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Joe?
Not so good, because we're going to talk about failure today. Why do startups fail?
There's a lot of reasons.
You previously mentioned that even if an angel investment group does significant due diligence and has industry experience and helps the entrepreneurs after investing, that still 42% of the portfolio companies fail. Why?
Joe, I could write a book on the topic. Actually, it's already been done, so I won't. One of the most common misconceptions is that lack of funding is the main cause of startups to fail. Another misconception, I think, and I actually mentioned this myself, is lack of sales, lack of revenue, both financial issues, lack of getting funds or lack of being able to get revenue to fund the company. But it's actually a lot more complicated than that, a lot more complicated than money, whether it's funding or revenue. Those are just really symptoms of a much deeper issue in the failure of these companies. And that's been stated as in various areas, but I think one line I really like, they simply fail to offer a product or service that the market wants.
Okay. Makes sense, but kind of broad. Any more color?
Sure. I mentioned there are books written on this. And in fact, there's one written by Harvard business professor, Tom Eisman. It's actually entitled, Why Startups Fail. And Dr. Eisman looked for what he called recurring patterns, rather than single issues, but recurring patterns. And so rather than a list of factors, as some other publications have offered, he looked at it more as like concepts, what concepts that led to failures. For example, you remember we recently talked about investors betting on the horse or jockey and how we analyze both when we're doing due diligence. Is it the horse that is really the company that we're betting on, or is it the rider, the jockey that is running the company? And, you know, I told you, we look at both of those in depth when we're looking at due diligence. Well, the Harvard Business Review recently published an excerpt from Dr. Eisman's book. And basically, the subtitle is, it's not always the horse or jockey.
Okay, so if it's not the horse or jockey, then does that mean it's something completely out of control of the founder?
Not exactly. As I said, Dr. Eisman looked at recurring patterns, and he identified six that can cause a startup to fail. The first he calls bad bedfellows. This deals with problems with the team members, the founders, employees, manufacturing partners, investors, anybody that's involved in the company. It's basically having all interested parties get along and act like a team on the startup, and the startup can be doomed to fail if that doesn't happen. The second thing he identified as a pattern is false starts. He called that a recurring pattern and identified it as a potential cause of failure because he believes in lean startup philosophy. And we'll do a whole podcast on lean startup philosophy, but just to explain in a minute or so, lean startup philosophy basically says, get your MVP, minimum viable product, out to the customer as soon as possible, as fast as possible, and get customer feedback. Get the customer feedback and then use that feedback to iterate and make your product better. It doesn't just mean do it cheap. It doesn't mean do it on the cheap. It means it's a process. Well, Dr. Eisman says the entrepreneur often skips the first step. In a rush to market, in a rush to get their product out, to get that MVP out to market, they actually skip the first step of lean startup philosophy, and that is customer discovery. So otherwise, they have a false start. They have feedback from the customer, they pivot, they use all their capital, and then they fail. So again, failure to really follow lean startup philosophy by skipping the customer discovery session or initial customer discovery really can lead to a huge false starts and failures of a startup.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've seen that. All right, so you said Dr. Eisman had six. That's two. What are the other four?
Well, they would include growing too fast, hiring and funding decisions, which he lumps together and is one pattern, hiring and funding. Basically, missing the market demand, just misinterpreting what really is out there as far as what the demand is or not understanding it, and cascading decisions. So those are the other four. The first three are relatively straightforward. We're talking about growth issues, talking about people and capital and market demand. So those are relatively straightforward patterns that can be looked at in a company and why the company has failed. The last pattern, however, cascading decisions, it gets a little complicated. It actually deals with a number of issues simultaneously. These are all the decisions that go with establishing a successful startup that kind of all have to be dealt with at the same time. And he lists five of those decision areas all under cascading decisions. As gaining customers, new technology, partnering with established companies, regulations, and raising capital.
Well, that's a big list. How about any other startup failure reasons outside of Dr. Eisenman's six?
Well, there's a study done by CB Insights based on 101 failures that they looked at, CB Insights. And they titled it The Top 20 Reasons That Startups Fail. So right in line with what we're talking about today. And we won't discuss all these, but I am going to list all the 20 reasons because other people have taken these and they've actually done some analysis on the 20 reasons. But the 20 reasons that CB Insights for top 20 reasons startups fail: no market need, funding, the wrong team, competition, pricing, not user-friendly product, no business model, marketing, ignoring customers, timing, losing focus, team and investor disharmony, a pivot gone bad, no passion, failed geographical expansion, no investor interest, legal challenges, didn't use their network, got burned out, or failure to pivot. So those are the 20 items. A lot of them seem like they overlap. If you look at things like no investor interest and funding as being two things. So other groups have actually analyzed this data for us. So we don't have to try to figure it all out. Some other groups have analyzed and put it into categories.
And what they have to say?
Well, I'll talk about two analyses I've seen on the CB Insights list. First, Denise Lee Young published an article in Forbes and concluded that, first of all, 9 of those 20 items I just mentioned, 9 of those 20 are related to customers. She also concluded that 7 of those 20 are related to people and culture. So basically, you have 16 of the 20 reasons for failure are people-related. She concluded, basically, that business is a human endeavor. According to the human side of the things, are much more important than anything else. So again, if you look at that, 9 out of 20 are related to customers, 7 of 20 people and culture. 16 out of 20 are human-related. She also noted that only 2 of those 20 reasons that startups fail are related to money. Just 2. Now, I was pretty surprised at this because I've always thought that money was the most important thing. A lot of people think that, again, startups say, if I had more money, I could have been successful. But, you know, as an investor, again, I said, we look at the jockey and we look at the horse and think the money will help them get to the finish line first. But as it does, it's only the people-related issues are dealt with. Otherwise, the funding is completely wasted.
And I think you said there were 2. Do you have another?
Yes. A company called BBVA published their own summary of the CB Insights data. They combined the list of 20 into 10 related issues. As I said, some seem to overlap. So in the CB Insight study, startups could cite more than one reason for failure. So these percentages are going to be obviously over 100 because one startup could say, I have lack of funding and lack of market. So the numbers will be over 100%. But when you look at the CB Insights data as recast by BBVA, their number one reason, which was cited by 42% of the failed startups, was their product was not needed. 42% admitted their product was not needed. This goes back to the statement by Dr. Eisenman that too often entrepreneurs skip the first step in lean startup process, customer discovery. So everything seems to be in line here. It's all about the customer and people.
And with a little fear of getting a Dave's top 10 list habit going here, I need to know the other 9.
Thanks, Joe. Well, the second one cited by 29% of the failed companies was liquidity. So that one does relate to funding. But again, only 29% of all the failed companies said it was related to funding. And a lot of that really could have come from the original issue, failure to meet the market demand. That results in low revenue or lack of investment. So really, it's all related. The initial one, failure to meet the customer demand, results in low revenue or lack of investment from investors. The other 8 are team, competition, pricing, bad user experience, again, a customer-related thing, poor business model, poor marketing, failure to respond to users, again, another customer issue, and timing. So again, you can see the pattern as it relates to customer satisfaction and meeting demand as being really the prime reason that startups fail.
And you always seem to have one more study or report. Any more?
Well, actually, I do have one more. A company called Fractal looked at 193 failed startups. Again, there are multiple reasons that one company could have failed, so the numbers will add up to more than 100%. But their top 10 reasons, number 1, business model was not viable, 26%. Number 2, again, related to capital now, ran out of cash, 24%. Third thing was traction at 18%. And then you have the other issues, product issues, funding, no market need, competition, customer development, lack of focus, and disharmony of the team and the investors, which comes in at 7%. So if you look at all those again and you classify them into areas, customer-related issues are 56% of the problem. Funding is only 37%. So again, this confirms the other analyses by CB Insights and the fact that it's really the customer.
That's wonderful. Closing thoughts?
Well, I would say it's the customer, stupid. Really, as much as founders say, if I only had more funding, it would have worked. But really, lack of capital is a symptom. The lack of getting investment and revenue is a symptom of having a failed concept or a failed business model. It's the customer. So if you want to meet customer demand, you need to solve a problem with an easy-to-use solution and provide good customer service. Then the capital will come, investment and revenue. So failure to offer a product or service in the way the customer wants it is the biggest reason that startups fail.